感谢主给我这次机会和弟兄姊妹，有一些在话语上的勉励。
Thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to have some encouraging words with friends and sisters.
我现在呢，我有些的材料我会现在开始 present 啊，第一次啊，我们试一下。
There's some material I'd like to present. We'd like to give that a try. Can you see my presentation?
Jun，你可能 join 了两次，所以有这种现象。
大家能看到吗？
Can you see my presentation?
可以了是吧？
对，
能
声音
看
也
到，
很好。
听到我声音是吧？好，感谢主啊，我那个有点这个技术问题啊，求主怜悯。今天呢，我给弟兄姊妹一起分享的题目，刚才我们领会的弟兄已经提到。
So, the topic for today's sharing, I think our brother already mentioned.
在困境与危机中默想神的话。
So, in a challenging and difficult times and dangerous times, to meditate upon the Word of God.
甚至在当前的仍在蔓延的新冠疫情、新冠病毒的危机中也是一样。
And it is the same in the pandemic that we're in.
因为主的话永远是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Because his word is will always be the light before our feet, the light before our feet and the light on our way.
我们先读一处的经文。
So let us take the time to read a passage from the word.
这在哈巴谷书的第三章17到19节。
It's in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17 to 19.
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。
For though the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive tree shall fail, and the field shall yield no food, the flock shall be cut off from the field, and there shall be no herd in the stalls.
然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Yet I will rejoice in Jehovah, I will joy in the God of my salvation.
主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
Jehovah the Lord is my strength, and he makes my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places.
好，我们有一点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你，在疫情泛滥的时候，你仍然坐着为王。
Lord, how we thank you that even during this pandemic, you have always been king.
你实在是恩待我们，即使在这种情况下，我们有一同聚会的恩典。
That you've been so gracious to us that even during such a time, we have the opportunity to gather before you.
因为我们是属于你的儿女。
For we are your children.
你在我们身上有你自己美好的旨意。
And in our lives, you have your wonderful, plan.
主啊，真是求你也借着今天我们一同分享你的话。
May we have the opportunity today to share your word.
用你的话来指明我们当做当行的。
And may your word guide us in what we should do and how we should go about it.
在这个弯曲悖谬的时代。
In such a twisted world.
在这个主啊何等有很多需要黑暗的时期。
In a time that is full of darkness and full of needs.
你成为我们的喜乐和欢欣。
May you become our joy and our joy, our happiness.
你成为我们的力量。
May you be our strength.
你成为我们的平安。
May you be our peace.
像我们刚才唱的诗歌，你也成为我们无所畏惧的根据。
And just as we've sang that you will be our assurance.
谢谢主。
Our dear Lord, thank you.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In our Lord's precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我给弟兄姊妹稍微分享一下，我这个题目的由来。
Let me share with you the background and the source of this topic.
我们知道这次的新冠病毒的疫情呢来得非常凶猛。
And we see that this time the pandemic came about very quickly.
在亚洲那边大概是12月份在我们美国实际上也是在1月份就已经开始。
And there was around in December in Asia and also here in the US around January that when it started.
在这次疫情当中呢有一个在美国的一个比较诚实政治的声音。
And in America, there was a bit of a true political voice.
这个呢就是我们所熟悉的比尔盖茨这个他的一些的观点。
And so we hear from Bill Gates and his perspective.
他有他的慈善机构在这个国际性的社会问题的解决上提供了很大的帮助。
And his charitable organization was a tremendous help to different parts of the world.
我们这个 Bill 呢 ，Bill Gates 也是非常绝顶聪明的，而且他的资讯非常的广泛。
And he's very intelligent and he's very broad in his understanding.
他在2017年的时候呢，在这个在他的有一个的新闻媒介中有这样的一个预测。
So in 2017, during the media, he had this prediction.
他说呢，在这个2017年算起来，要10年到15年，可能会出现一个由空气所传染的一个病毒。
So he said, in the next 10 to 15 years, there will be a contagious disease, that airborne disease.
因为传染是如此的迅速。
Because the it would be extremely contagious and quick.
就好像是这个，他当时没有说，当然不知道是这个新冠病毒，但是呢，就像这样的事情会发生。
He didn't mention this virus at the time, but it was something similar.
没想到呢，三年以后啊，这个就差不多不到三年的时间就发生了。
And unbeknownst to us, that within 3 years, something of that sort happened.
那在疫情当中呢，有弟兄姊妹也发了一个陈弟兄的在2003年的讲道的一个信息。
And during this pandemic, Ron sisters also shared this message from Brother Chen back in 2003.
我给大家稍微看一下，能不能看到那个他的这个信息的这个情况？大家可以看到吗？
Yes.
可以。
所以这个信息就是陈弟兄在2003年在非典时期的一个信息。
So this was back in 2003, this message from Brother Chen.
我们弟兄在这个非典时期呢，他的这个题目是"你可以放心"。
And this was during the period of time of SARS, and his topic was, you can have peace, you can be assured.
我们弟兄的信息的中心就是在于神把平安永远的在先的赐给我们。
And his message was to share that God has given us eternal peace and to us.
它可以使得我们应付无论在后面来的怎样的苦难和挑战。
He will help us to face, regardless of the challenge or whatever may face us.
所以在他的这个一开始的他的分享的信息啊，他有一段话啊，在这里。
So there's a words that he shared in the beginning of his message.
我给大家读一下啊，我们弟兄给我们大体翻译一下。
Let me read it for you.
这是2003年。
This is 2003.
今天是 SARS。我们不知道哪一天会有哪一种变种的病毒。
Today is SARS. We don't know which day we will have a different virus or disease.
今天的疫情已经震撼了整个东南亚，但是多多少少叫我们得安慰的是，它不是借着空气传染，所以我们知道疫情不至于过分的扩大。
So today the pandemic has already shaken Eastern Asia. And for the most part, we're comforted by the fact that it is not an airborne disease. However, we don't know, that it would not expand.
如果今天有所谓变种的冠状病毒的话，假定是今天，并且还好它不是借着空气传染，但你怎么知道以后呢？
Although if today's pandemic changes, if for today if it is not transmitted by airborne, how do you know what would happen in the future? But will you know what would happen in the future?
人身上的病毒和动物身上的病毒，然后基因重组的结果就来个变种的病毒。这个病毒很可能是我们从来没有过，意思就是说人根本不容易有抵抗力的。
So this disease from that was infecting humans as well infecting animals, through mutation, this would also become a different form of disease, a virus, and this virus could potentially become something that we've never seen before.
那么，
in other words, it's something that we would not have any immunity towards.
那么这是今天。但你怎么知道明天十年或者二十年以后会怎样？今天空气不传染，我们怎么知道以后不会空气传染呢？
But this is today. How will we know that tomorrow or 10 years or 20 years later that something that although today it is not transmitted, is not airborne, that it would not be airborne in the future.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些事没有一个人能知道，没有一个人知道明天。所以主说，不要为明天忧虑。
Therefore, brother and sister, this is not something that anyone can know. No one knows what will happen tomorrow. Therefore, the Lord says, do not worry about tomorrow.
我们感谢主，幸好主不让我们知道明天。如果主让我们知道明天的一切的话，我们就不能担当，忧愁会压在我们身上。所以主说，不要为明天忧虑。
We thank the Lord that it's fortunate that we do not know what will happen tomorrow. If the God allows us to know what will happen tomorrow, perhaps it is something that we would not be able to bear the tremendous pressure upon us. And therefore, the Lord says, do not worry about tomorrow.
所以呢，我们的陈弟兄在2013年来说这些话。我们这个新冠病毒是2017年以后。
So our brother Chen said this back in 2003, and 17 years later, 2020 is something similar happened.
所以和我们弟兄说的十年或者二十年以后啊，正好在这个区间中。
And so our brother said 10 or 20 years ago is around this period of time.
所以这给我们一个非常深的印象。
And this gave me a tremendous, it was impressed upon me tremendously.
因为我们的弟兄呢，对于神的话是如此的熟悉。
Because our brothers is extremely familiar with the word of God.
在他看来，世界上发生的任何的事情都是和神的话有关。
And the things he sees that are happening in the world are all related to the word of God.
所以呢，我们的弟兄就可以有这样的一个在主的话中的交通，有这样的一个看见。
So therefore, our brother had this kind of revelation and had this kind of sharing a message for us.
所以他这个平安的信息到我们今天仍然是适用的。
And his message of peace is still very relevant to us today.
因为这个赐平安的神是解决我们一切危机的中心。
And the Lord, the God who gives us peace is the source of all of our comfort.
所以我在神面前呢，就在这段时间内，就一直在思考神的话，对于这次疫情的关系。
So during this period of time, I've been meditating upon the word of God in regards to this pandemic.
所以我想给弟兄姊妹一起分享三个方面。
So I want to share with you three aspects.
第一个方面就是讲到从神的话来看这次新冠病毒是什么。
And the first is to take a look at from the word of God what this pandemic is all about.
然后我们再看第二方面就是讲到从神的话看这次新冠病毒为什么这时候发生。
And also to take a look to see why something such as this is happening now.
然后第三个方面我们会从实际的操作上操练上来看我们如何来对待在神的话中神给我们怎样的警戒和这样的带领我们如何来处理。
And then, oh, practically, and then the last point is to practically take a look at it from the word of God, how he warns and us and helps us to deal with such a situation.
那在神的话中我们怎么理解这次的新冠病毒呢？
How does God help us to understand this pandemic from his word?
所以今天早晨我查了一下约翰霍普金斯的那个证实的报告。
So this morning I was looking at the, I was looking at the report.
Johns Hopkins.
The Johns Hopkins University's report.
它是今天早晨截止八点钟我们的东部时间，这个新冠病毒已经使得533万人在全球感染。
So as of this morning, 8 o'clock, there's about 5.3 million people who have been infected.
有342,000人死去。
And 342,000 people died globally.
美国呢有162万人感染。
So there's a 1.62 million people infected in the U.S.
有96,000人死去了。
With 96,000 people have died.
所以呢，现在就是到目前为止，现在还没有结束的情况下。
So even now, this is still ongoing.
这也是二战以来，最大的一次的灾害，对人类的灾害。
This is also the worst disaster since World War II.
和2008年的这个金融危机不能相提并论啊，这次太大了。
And it's even worse than the 2008 financial disaster.
但是呢，我们知道，我们过去看圣经的时候，这并不是最糟糕的。
But when we read the word of God, this is not the worst.
虽然很多人生病。
Although many people are sick.
很多人住院。
Many people were hospitalized.
甚至很多人死去。
Even many people died.
因为这个我们的健康的危机
and also put our health in tremendous danger
导致了我们在经济整个的商业都冲到极大的冲击
and truly shaken a lot of different areas of our economy and finance
很多的这个一些的公司都倒闭了
there were quite a few companies that went bankrupt during this period
很多的工作失去了。
And there are many, many people who've lost their jobs.
有3-4千万的人失去工作。
There are about 30 to 40 million people who've lost their jobs.
所以这次是非常严重的危机。
So this time around it's very serious.
但是我们读到圣经的时候我们知道这还不是那个大灾难。或许是大灾难的起头但是还不是大灾难。的这个最坏的情形。
And when we read the word of God, we can tell that this is not the great tribulation. Perhaps it is the beginning, but it is not the the part of the great tribulation.
你要是到圣经中来寻找和这次新冠病毒有关的经节,
if you want to go to the Bible and to share and to search for things that are related to the coronavirus,
那有三个东西是可以来寻找的。
There are three things we can search for.
一个就是瘟疫,
and first is just a general pandemic. A disease. There you go.
另一个词呢,就是讲到这个灾祸。
And the second is a disaster.
Plague. 这个英文叫plague。 第三个就是和这个流行病有关的,就是在圣经中非常重视的,就是大麻风病。
And lastly is what's across different parts of the Bible is the leprosy.
因为大麻风病有极强的传染性。
Because leprosy is extremely contagious.
圣经甚至用到在利未记中用到两章非常长的章节来对付大麻风病。
So in Leviticus, there were two very long passages that spoke about in detail about the leprosy.
那我们要是去查的话，我们发现圣经中呢有很多次提到这些的事情。
So in the Bible, there are many, many places that describe these things.
虽然这个灾祸 plague 这个词呢更广泛一些。So
the plague is very broad.
但是呢，你要看到它的上下文的时候呢，很多时候都是讲到瘟疫啊，在这个人类当中的伤害。But
when you look at plague and the passages surrounding them, it's usually referring to a pestilence.
因为我们有时间关系，我们不会一一的看我们所这些经文。
So because we, for sake of time, we won't go through every single passage.
那我们可以看到呢，圣经上非常的明显，这些瘟疫呢，几乎没有其他的原因，有两个原因。So
the pestilence is primarily for one reason.
这两个原因呢，一个原因呢，是神的审判，或者是神的对于人的管教。
So there are two reasons. One is because of God's judgment and also his discipline of man.
第二个原因呢,当然和地缘有关系,是人的罪的后果。
And the second reason is that it is a result of man's sin.
所以在圣经中我们可以看到这两个例子,但是呢,几乎没有什么其他的例外。
So for the most part, these are the two examples that happens in the Bible. There are no exceptions.
但我们知道神的审判也是和人的罪有关系。But
we also know that God's judgment is also very much so related to man's sin.
所以这两个是相关的。So
these two are related.
所以你看，我们看一下第一个这个神的审判这方面。So
we can take a look at God's judgment.
你看这里面在很多的经节当中，我把它挑出一个例子来，就是在耶利米书的21章第9节。So
I picked out this one particular example from Jeremiah chapter 21 verse 9.
你要看我的这个屏幕的话，你看到它底下说，住在这城里的必遭刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫而死，但出去归降围困你们加勒底人的必得存活，要以自己的命为掠物。
Here it says that he that abides in the city shall die by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence, but he that goes out and deserts to the Chaldeans that besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be unto him for a prey.
所以这个例子就是讲到，当这些以色列百姓违背神的命令，去不去归顺的时候，神就用这三样，其中就是有一样是瘟疫来惩罚他们。
So we see that in the history of the Israelites that when they disobey God, and one of the things that God judges them with is pestilence.
那第二种的情形呢，我们可以看到在这一个地方有一个例子。
And the second point is an example is shown here.
那在这个民数记的25章7-9节中，这里讲到一个例子。
And the example here is from the book of Numbers, chapter 25, 7-9.
那大家可以看到这个经文在啊，在这个在上面。
You can see the passage here.
那基本上就是讲到以色列人和外邦人犯奸淫的时候。
This speaks of that when the Israelites and the Gentiles when they committed adultery.
当这时候呢，以色列当中就瘟疫就发作。
And it was during this time there was a plague that came upon them.
所以这个罪呢，就引起了以色列人遭瘟疫而死的有24,000人。
And those who died by the plague were 24,000.
所以这就是我们看到的这个的例子，
And these are examples we see in the Bible.
就是回到我们的刚才讲的，就是人的罪可以引来瘟疫的流行。
So man's sin will lead to God's judgment by pestilence.
但是从本质上说，实际上就是一个原因，就是神对于罪的审判。
But ultimately, it comes to one point, which is the judgment of God through this pestilence.
那这次的新冠的疫情呢，是非常疫情呢是非常严重的。
So we see here that this time around, the coronavirus pandemic is a serious disaster.
但我们刚才提到的，但是呢，它还不是那个大灾难本身，
But as we mentioned before, it is not the Great Tribulation.
或者叫做它可能是个前奏，或者是个序曲。
Perhaps it's a prelude.
根据马太福音24章那里所讲到的，
Just as what it was spoke that Matthew speaks of.
那它也不是那个约在启示录中18章中讲到那个大巴比伦的倾倒，
It is also not the fall of the great Babylon in Revelation 18.
因为我们看那个启示录18章的时候，那个大巴比伦倾倒呢，在于经济上，在对一个整个人类的这个所存在的社会体系上有个极大的毁坏。
And the fall of the Great Babylon dealt tremendous damage to all of society and all of economics throughout the entire world.
但我们看到现在的情况还不是那么糟糕。
And when we take a look at it now, it hasn't gotten to that kind of severity.
伯弟兄到我们当中今年早些时候，他也讲到这个末期的事情。
And our brother Bor, share with us in terms of the end, the things surrounding the end.
我们也知道呢，这一次的这个疫情也是比较越接近这个末期，但是呢，还没有到末期。
And this pandemic brings us a step closer to the end, but we're not there at the end yet.
那么我们确定哈，在神的话中，我们看到这次的疫情绝对是什么？是来告诉我们主再来的脚步越来越近了。
And this pandemic, we can be sure that it is a warning to us to tell us that our Lord is very close.
而且主他再次来之前和现在之间，要会有更大的灾难临到。
And that before his come, between now and his coming, there will be even greater trials and tribulation that may befall upon us.
那为什么这次疫情会发生，并且发生在今年呢？
Why did this pandemic happen? Why in this year?
我通过神的话呢，我可以总结到四个点。
So through the word of God, I can come to four conclusions.
第一个就是神定义使这件事情发生，是要来显明只有神是做宝座和掌管一切的。
And this is to demonstrate that only he sits upon the throne, and he has sovereignty over all.
人和神相比是非常的骄傲。
Man is extremely prideful.
所以呢，在人觉得好像那个巴别塔建立的时候，人可以在那个时候说到是，能够他建塔，他顶通天。
Just as man was building the Tower of Babel, that a man wanted to build a tower into the heavens.
用中文话就说，有一句话说“人定胜天”，就说 "If man determines to do something, it can overcome even to reach the heaven." 所以这个就是 神常常要来这个要来，那使这事情不能成就的。
So of course, God did not allow such a thing to be complete, to be fulfilled.
所以在今年初还没有发生这件事情之前，好像是盛世太平。
Right before this, all of these things happened this year, it seems as everything is peaceful and quiet.
整个全球的经济都，和股票市场都高高在上。
The whole world's economies were seemed to be really good, doing really well. All the stock markets were up.
但是一个小小看不见的病毒，就使得人一下子陷入了极端的软弱。
And such a virus that we cannot even see has caused all of us to fall into such a state of weakness.
所以弟兄姊妹最近在聚会中、在祷告中，常常提到诗篇的经节。
So in our Bible studies and our gatherings, brothers and sisters often mention Psalms.
在诗篇的29篇第十节中，他说：“洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王，耶和华坐着为王，直到永远。”
And Psalm 29 says, "Jehovah sits upon the flood; yea, Jehovah sitteth as king forever."
你看这个洪水，我们现在洪水就是这次新冠病毒的爆发。
And this flood is just like the pandemic that we're experiencing right now.
这句话告诉我们，这个时候耶和华正坐着为王。
And the Bible tells us that God, Jehovah sits as king even now.
但神的话更安慰的是，他不仅现在坐着为王，他坐着直到永远。
And not only is he king now, but he will be king forever and ever.
就是说神，我们的神没有无时无刻不在掌控着一切的事情。
There's not any time that he does not have, there's no time where he doesn't have sovereignty.
弟兄姊妹，不太常提到的是后面跟的这句话也更加的安慰我们。
And what we often don't read is the second part of this, of this verse here.
在十一节说，耶和华必赐力量给他的百姓，耶和华必赐平安的福给他的百姓。
And it is in verse 11, it says, Jehovah will give strength unto his people. Jehovah will bless his people with peace.
你有信心借着这话能看定我们的神在即使在新冠病毒中仍然赐给我们力量吗？
Do you have faith that even during this pandemic that God gives strength into us?
神的话有没有给你信心知道耶和华所向我们所赐的是平安的福？
Does this word give you faith to know that he blesses us with peace?
所以神的话可以使得我们能够真正把我们信心的锚抛在神的身上。
And he truly helps us, his word helps us to cast our faith upon him.
所以这次的疫情神是用到这样的一个灾难性的情形要来显明他是真正作王掌权的神。
And now, in this time, he's using this disaster to help us to see that even now he is king.
那我知道有一方面，这是我自己的领受啊，我不知道是不是完全正确，但是我觉得呢，在这个当中，仇敌也有很多的工作。
This is just my personal understanding. I don't know if it's 100% accurate, but even now, the enemy is working.
仇敌呢，常常用到这样的新冠病毒不仅要来杀害、偷窃、毁坏。
So the enemy will use such an opportunity to kill, to destroy, and to break and to steal.
他更是要借着这个呢，想要败坏神的作为。
And even now he desires to destroy God's plan and His will.
大家知道这次的疫情呢有个特点。
We know that this pandemic is there's a very special part about
死亡率呢，在年长的人当中非常高。
And the mortality rate among the elderly is extremely high.
就美国来说呢，我感觉呢，这可能是仇敌的工作。
And I feel that when we look at what happened here in America, that it has been the work of Satan.
因为你看美国这个整个的人口的结构哈。年长一些的人比较倾向于信主的。
And you see that those who are elderly are they're more Christians among the elderly.
所以仇敌可能借着这种移情来杀害一些属于神的儿女。
And perhaps the enemy is using this opportunity to kill children of God.
在年长当中，那些没有信神的呢，他们信神的机会呢，也不会太多了。
And for those who are non-believers among the elderly, their opportunities to come to know the Lord has greatly been reduced.
所以仇敌可能借着使这些人，失去这种机会，来败坏神要神的福音的能传到他们。
And say the enemy is using the opportunity to delay the sharing of the gospel among such people.
所以仇敌是非常狡猾的。
So the enemy is extremely treacherous.
仇敌也用到这次的疫情来对于年轻人呢，也实行他的这控制。
And towards the young, he also has demonstrated his control.
有很多年轻人呢，他们被这个世界所思路被世界所霸占。
And their thoughts have been overtaken by the world.
他们就会因为这次疫情感觉到恐惧、死亡和不确定的各种的威胁。
So they, during this pandemic, they're faced with uncertainties, fear, death, and all of these things.
所以我们在这一点上知道神在掌权。
But we know even now God is in control.
所以神的话也让我们激励我们要为这些众多的人，甚至很软弱的人祷告。
And his words encourages us to pray for the multitude, pray for the people, and even those who are weak.
让神的救恩能临到更多的人，让仇敌的诡计能够败坏。
So that the word of God, the gospel, may be shared among more people, and that the plan of Satan may be disrupted.
使这次疫情能够使更多的人可以谦卑地来到神面前，来寻求神的帮助和神在一切事情上的带领。
And may this cause his people to humbly approach him and to seek his guidance and to seek his help in such a time.
神让这种新冠病毒发生的另一个原因就是神是公义的。
Another reason for allowing this pandemic to happen is that God is just and
弟兄
righteous.
姊妹，对于现在人类和神之间的关系上，我们有怎样的判断呢？
When we look at the world today, what kind of how do we feel about the world today?
这个世界实在是充满了罪恶，充满了违反神的一切的事情。
And this world is full of sin and it's in complete rebellion against God.
这次的疫情临到我们，绝对按照神的话说，绝对有神审判的因素。
And from this we can definitely see that there is certainly a certainly judgment in this pandemic.
我们不常在美国的新闻媒体中听到这样的事情。
We will never hear such things in the media today.
当你诚实的读神的话的时候，你就知道呢，这里面一定有神审判的信息。
But if you read the word of God, you will surely find a message of God's judgment in his word in regards to this.
不是说每个人死去都是因为神的审判。
It is not to say that whenever anyone who dies is because of a judgment of God.
但是这次的苦难的临到和神在这个时间有他的审判的手是有关的。
But this time, this trial is certainly related to his judgment.
但是神他的目的是要让我们能够到他面前悔改，然后呢求他的赦免。
But the purpose is for us to return to him to repent and to seek forgiveness.
第三点就是讲到神不仅是作王的，不仅是公义的。
The third point is not only is he king and also just.
神更是他满有恩典、满有怜悯、不轻易发怒的神。
But he is also a God who is full of grace and who does not who is not easily angered.
像我们刚才读的这个，他要在洪水泛滥的时候赐力量给他的百姓，赐平安的福给他的百姓。
Just as we've read in Psalm that during this flood, he will give strength unto his people and he will bless his people with peace.
因为他是良善的神，爱我们的神。
Because he is a kind God, he is a God who loves us.
在哈巴谷书三章二节中，我们在启示的时候读，开始的时候读的那一段经文的其中一节这样说。
And in Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 2, where we read in the beginning, it says this.
耶和华，我听见你的声音，名声就惧怕。耶和华，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
Jehovah, I heard the report of you that I fear. Jehovah, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy.
三章五节这里说，在他前面有瘟疫流行，在他脚下有热症发出。
Chapter 3, verse 5. Before him went the pestilence, and a burning flame went forth at his feet.
说这是说明什么呢？这说明神在一切的审判和他的这公义当中，神要给我们怜悯和给我们想寻求他的机会。
And this speaks of the fact that even during his judgment, he desires to revive us and also to give us mercy and give us an opportunity.
他不轻易发怒，却有丰盛的慈爱。
And he is not easily angered, but he is full of grace and mercy.
说他必须发怒，他也以慈悲为怀，为给我们有来到他面前的机会。
But even in his wrath, he shows mercy and gives us an opportunity to return to him.
疫情就让我们看到万事都可以不成为不可靠倒塌的，只有神是可靠的。
During this, this pandemic, we can see that we cannot rely on anything else, but we can surely rely upon God.
这是神在他的怜悯中给我们可以有好的传福音的机会。
In his mercy, he gives us a great opportunity to share the gospel.
使得人可以有这样的需要，愿意来向神求他的怜悯和恩典，然后呢，愿意通过信耶稣基督我们的主，能够得到他宝贵的救恩。
That during this time that people may desire to seek out his mercy and grace, and also to seek out his salvation through his son.
第四点是神给我们一个很大的一个信息。
The fourth point is that he has given us a very important message.
他借着这次灾难是空前，但不是绝后的灾难，提醒我们。
And this is a reminder to us, it's a warning to us that this is the beginning of the trials and tribulations, but not the great tribulation.
是讲到他再来的脚步非常非常临近了。
And it speaks that his coming is very, very near.
在路加福音二十一章三十六节，最近弟兄姊妹常常分享到的这个经节提醒我们。
And Luke chapter 21 verse 36 is something that brothers and sisters have shared quite frequently recently, and it reminds us.
他说：“你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。”
Watch therefore, praying at every season, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things which are about to come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
那我们伯弟兄到我们当中也特别分享到，这里能逃避一切的事。
Our brother Bo also shared with us that if we're able to escape all of these things.
他特别强调，这是在达比的圣经讲到是，是能够。这个配逃避这一切的事。
So in the Darby version, it really speaks of those who are worthy to escape all these things.
Maybe accounted worthy to escape all these things. 就是讲到这里面有我们时时警醒，常常祈求呢，我们有一个奖赏。
So as we pray, there's a reward for us.
就是能够逃避将来大灾难临到我们。
And that is to be accounted worthy so that we can escape the tribulation.
所以有这四个，至少有这四个的原因，这次新冠病毒临到我们。
So there are these four reasons why we have this pandemic.
那第三部分和弟兄姊妹来分享的就是讲到我们如何来 应对这次的疫情。
And the last point I want to share is how do we deal with the situation?
我们首先从这个圣经中啊找一些的例子来看圣经怎么讲。
We can take a look at the Bible and see different examples on how the Bible what it tells us.
在世上对待这些疫情呢，有很多的科学、医学和人文方面的方法。
There are many different ways in science and medical science and epidemiology and immense way to deal with this pandemic.
但是在圣经中讲到对付疫情的时候，瘟疫的时候，它有很多属灵的原则是在背后的这样的在运作。
But when the Bible speaks of pestilence and how to deal with it, there are a lot of spiritual principles that it teaches us.
比方说我们看到几个例子啊，我们时间关系只能看几个例子。
Because of time, we can only take a look at a few examples.
就是这个瘟疫是神来施行审判的其中的三个最重要的一个方法。
So pestilence is a way by which God judges us. It's one of the three.
它这三个常常在一起出现，一个是刀剑，一个是饥荒，一个是瘟疫。
And these three often appears together. One is the sword, the famine, and the pestilence.
啊，在第一处的我们一个例子就是在民数记16:46-50中。
The one example is in Numbers chapter 16, verse 46-50.
那我们就不具体读，但是我可以给大家说，当瘟疫因为以色列百姓违背神的命令。
This plague happened, or this pestilence happened because the Israelites disobeyed God.
不尊重这个摩西和亚伦在神设立的权柄。
And did not obey the authority that God has given to Moses and Aaron.
在这里所民数记十六章讲的这个例子，就是当瘟疫开始的时候呢，神要让亚伦和摩西呢，要把盛上加上香的这个火炉来为这个百姓赎罪。
And so when this happened, God wanted Moses and Aaron to take the censers with incense and to make atonement for the people when this plague began.
大祭司亚伦就站在活人和死人之间，来借着香来为百姓赎罪。
So Aaron, the high priest Aaron, stood before the living and the dead and to make atonement for the people.
就使得瘟疫能够在那个时候止住。
And it caused the plague to stop.
我们知道这个是在圣经中记载的对待瘟疫的一个例子。
And this is one example of how a plague was dealt with in the Bible.
那我们知道呢，这实际上就预表到祷告，因为这个香呢，在圣经中提到是祷告的功效。
And this was a foreshadowing of prayer, and in the Bible we often read about the power of prayer.
这里是大祭司亚伦的祷告。
And here it is a prayer of High Priest Aaron.
那另一个例子我们刚才已经讲过了，是这个以色列人与外邦女子犯奸淫时候引起的瘟疫。
And the second example we read before, it was when the Israelites committed adultery with the Gentile women.
这里呢，这个祭司的儿子啊，大祭司的后代腓尼哈就用这个剑来刺透这个引起这个瘟疫的这个源头。
And so Phinehas, the son of the high priest, took a javelin and basically went about killing those who brought this plague upon the people.
使这个犯奸淫的以色列的一个领袖和这个外邦女子被神击杀。
And caused one of the leaders of the Israelites to be killed along with the Gentile woman with whom he has been committed.
使瘟疫能够止息。
So that the plague can be stopped.
那这里讲到一个原则，就是要认真的对付罪的源头和我们的罪。
The principle here is that the source of sin as well as the sin itself must be dealt with seriously.
那还有一处的例子哈，是在撒母耳记下的24章记载的大卫的一个例子。
And the third example is from 2 Samuel, it's recording of David's example.
在21节说， 我主我王为何来到仆人这里呢？大卫说，我要买你这禾场，为耶和华筑一座坛，使民间的瘟疫止住。
21 says, "Why is my lord the king come to a servant?" And David said, "To buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar to Jehovah, that the plague may be stayed from the people."
在第25节同一章中讲到，大卫在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛，献燔祭和平安祭。如此，耶和华垂听国民所求的，瘟疫在以色列人中就止住了。
So 25 of that, and David built an altar to Jehovah and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and Jehovah was propitious to the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel.
这我们知道呢，我们读上下文呢，因为时间关系，我们没有读到上下文。上下文就讲到，在大卫数点百姓的事情上得罪了神。
So we didn't read the entire passage surrounding this, but David offended God when he numbered the people.
因为这是很，但我们看来好像不是大罪。
Perhaps to us it didn't seem like much of a sin.
但是却是很大的罪。
But it was a great sin before God.
这是讲到合神心意的大卫，竟然不是完全依靠神，而是依靠百姓的数目。
And this speaks of David, a man after God's own heart, was not fully dependent upon God, but upon the number of his people.
就神一眼就看出他心里的罪，就把这个瘟疫临到了以色列的百姓。
And God saw the sin in his heart and caused this plague to befall upon them.
你要读这个上下文，你知道呢，是耶和华要惩罚这些以色列百姓。
If you read the surrounding passage, you'll find that it is Jehovah who is judging the people.
这说明呢，不是大卫自己，而是所有的以色列百姓都有这样的一个犯罪的倾向。
And it's not just David himself, but the entire population, the entire pe all the people had sin in their heart.
而且我们读到大卫在神面前有谦卑悔改。
And we also read that David was repented before God.
但是神仍然实行了他的审判。
But the judgment of God nonetheless befall upon the people.
但是神实行的审判不是是以色列百姓完全应该承受的。
But this judgment was not something that the people should bear fully.
所以呢，神有他的怜悯，但是神必须有他的公义。
God has his grace, but he must also has his justice and righteousness.
我们刚才读的是讲到大卫又筑一座坛，献燔祭和平安祭。
And here we read that David built an altar to offer a burnt offering and peace offering.
这没有提到这个赎罪祭、赎愆祭。
It didn't speak of a sin offering.
or trespass offering。
Okay.
但是呢，这里是提到是燔祭和平安祭，讨神喜悦的祭物，和罪无关。
And it speaks of a burnt offering and the peace offering.
这个就是讲到我们预表到我们要把我们的全人献给神，这是在大卫这件事情上显明的神对付瘟疫的一个办法。
So this is a way for God to plague.
所以我们总结一下，就是讲到在旧约这些例子中，看到神对付瘟疫的这一个几个办法原则。
So here are the examples in the Old Testament where we see how God dealt with us, with the plague.
借着大祭司的祷告，
One is to through the prayer of the high priest.
借着认真对付罪和惩罚罪。
And one is to punish for sin and to seriously deal with sin.
借着悔改，并且把自己献给神。
And the last is through repentance and to offer ourselves unto God.
所以我们在这个点上，我们要看到在这个旧约的圣经中，它给我们一些属灵的原则来对付瘟疫。
And so from here we see certain spiritual principles in the Old Testament that they it helps to clarify how to deal with the plague.
科学、医学和人文的方法可以用。
Science, medical science, and different ways of man can be used.
但是我们作为神的儿女，我们要知道，在瘟疫的背后，我们需要学习祷告，学习对付罪，学习悔改，学习奉献自己，这些属灵的原则。
So, but as believers, we need to know that behind all this, we need to use prayer. We need to use ask for seeking forgiveness and repentance, and also to deal with sin, as well as to offer ourselves.
第二点，就是对付应付这次的疫情呢，还有很多神在实际当中要我们操练的。
And also, in practicality, there are many different things God wants us to do. To deal with this plague.
我在神面前寻求呢，神给我下面有几个点和弟兄姊妹一起分享。
So, I have several points I want to share with you below.
第一点就是我们在这种的异常的状况中，危急的状况中，我们应该有个怎样的表现？
So, one is in such a dangerous circumstance or situation, how should we react?
在这个世界上讲到常常有一种词就是新常态。
So the phrase that's used quite often now is the new normal.
这个新常态在世界上很流行，但是在神的话和原则上，神没有新常态。
So it's very common to use this in regards to the world, but in God's word, there is no new normal.
你记得伯弟兄到我们当中，他释放的四堂的信息，有两堂就讲到这个。这个事情。
And so in two of Brother Board's messages, she shared about this specifically.
就是在不正常的状态中做一个正常的基督徒。
And is to how to be a normal Christian in an abnormal circumstance.
在不正常的状态中做在做一个正常的聚会，做在正常的聚会的光景中。
And how to gather, how to worship and serve him normally in an abnormal circumstance.
一堂强调个人，一堂强调团体。
So one speaks of the individual and the other one speaks of us corporately.
你弟兄有一本特别造就弟兄姊妹的书，就是《正常基督徒生活》。
Brother Nee has a very encouraging book, which is the New Christian Life, the New Normal.
是很多的弟兄姊妹受益。
Sorry, the normal Christian life, and it helped the believers tremendously.
他的中心思想就是在神的里面做一个正常的基督徒，就是得胜者。
So it causes. Sorry, can you speak? Can you say it again?
Normal Christian is an overcomer. 所以呢，这个不是。这个得胜者不是高高在上、特别不同的人。
So it is not to be a different person.
这个正常的基督徒，若是我们按照神给我们的生命的原则，正常的生活在神的面前，我们就是能够成为得胜者。
And if we're living as a normal Christian, normal Christian, then we can be an overcomer.
所以我们我想到的很多经文都是不论是在困境还是在逆境顺境都是普世的这些经文。
And so it's the same passage will apply to us regardless of our condition or circumstance.
我们刚才陈弟兄他在2003年的分享中，他的主题经文就是在约翰福音16:33。
We can look at John chapter 16:33.
这里他说到，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
These things have I spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but you have courage, have overcome the world.
我们的常态是什么呢？就是住在基督耶稣的平安里。
Our normal is to abide in our Lord, in the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在哈巴古书我们刚才已经提到的是3:18。然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
It's in Habakkuk 3:18 says, "Yet I will rejoice in Jehovah; I will joy in the God of my salvation."
我们前面读的那个哈巴古的当时的环境是何等的恶劣，像经济大萧条一样。
And we read in Habakkuk that it's that it was a great tribulation. It was a great tribulation.
但是呢，我们要新常态，我们的常态不是新常态，仍然是因耶和华欢心，因我的神喜乐。
But our reaction is that we shall rejoice in Jehovah, and that we shall take joy in His salvation.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的五章十六、十八节到十八节，大家很熟悉的，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 to 18, it's clear, it says that we shall rejoice always, pray unceasingly, and in everything give thanks.
所以在这样的疫情的极端、疫情的极端的这样的危机当中，神仍然给我们极大的恩典和怜悯。
And in such a pandemic situation, dangerous situation, that He gives us tremendous grace.
我们的常态是应该常常感恩赞美神。
And our reaction is to continue to rejoice and to pray unceasingly.
神借着这疫情，让我们有更多的家庭生活和一家人能团聚在一起。
And He gave us a great opportunity for us to be together as a family.
让我们常常因为工作繁忙或其他的事情占据我们的时间的时候，我们今天可以来在家庭中，可以家庭作为我们寻求神的一个中心。
In the past, that because of work, we're extremely busy, that we don't have enough time to share with the family, but now we can have a family gather together and to worship.
我们是不是应该向神感恩，我们有这么多网上聚会的机会？
Should we not give thanks to God for giving us so many opportunities to gather online?
因为我们不需要开车来回在教会的路上，我们还有更多的时间和弟兄姊妹在神的话上，在祷告上。在圣徒的交通上有更多的时间。
And because we don't need to drive back and forth between different places, we have more time to share and to pray and to gather and to meet with brothers and sisters online.
我们是不是应该感恩有更多的弟兄姊妹甚至参加教会礼拜二的祷告会？
What is not a better greater opportunity for us to attend the Tuesday meeting?
很多很难去教会。祷告会的弟兄姊妹现在可以借着在网上一同参与到这个祷告的服事。
And brothers and sisters who had difficulties attending the Tuesday prayer meeting, now they have the opportunity to also serve together.
所以不仅我们刚才讲到，在实际上我们需要进入这样的一个正常的状态。
So not only do we need to enter into this normal normal life.
第二点，实际的就是我们要真正知道我们所在的时代。
The second is that we need to be aware of the environment, circumstance, and the age, the time that we're in.
那鼓励弟兄姊妹呢，去回去再从头听伯弟兄他在这次来我们当中的这四堂的信息。
I really encourage brothers and sisters to go back and to review and to listen again to the four messages that Brother Bo shared with us.
我们弟兄第一堂的信息专门讲到认识我们所处的时代，非常丰富的。
And his message regarding to know the times is very rich and abundant.
而且非常深，所以弟兄姊妹需要仔细的来听，仔细的查考圣经。
It's also very deep, so therefore we need to take the time to spend our time in the Word and to study.
在马太福音二十四章七到八节中，这里讲到。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、瘟疫、地震。
Matthew 10:24 verse 7 today says, For nation shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquake in diverse places.
这都是灾难或者是生产之难的起头。
This is all, these are tribulations in the beginning of the Great Tribulation.
就二十四节第七节呢，不知道什么原因，中文没有翻译出这个非常关键的一个，就是瘟疫这个字。
For some reason, the Chinese, the word pestilence was not translated.
在二十四章的八节中说，这里讲到啊，三节中讲到，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
And in chapter 24, verse 13, it says, But the he that endured to the end, he shall be saved.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And these glad tidings, And these glad tidings of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole habitable earth for witness to all the nations, and then shall come the end.
所以这是给我们看得非常清楚的，就是讲到在瘟疫和末期之间会有一波一波的灾难，像生产之难所临到妇人一样。
So between now and the Great Tribulation, there were waves and waves of tribulations, just as a woman who is travailing before the labor.
在这个时间，神要我们的就是忍耐，传福音，为万民做见证。
And what we should do as believers is to have patience and to share the gospel and also to all the people.
第三点就是讲到我们要知道要做什么，并且在圣灵的带领下按照神所让我们做的去做。
The third point is that we must know what to do and also to do what the Spirit guides, the Holy Spirit guides us to do.
我这几天呢在思考这一年来神差他的仆人到我们当中讲了很多的信息。
So as I consider that this year, God sent his servants to share many different messages.
我个人认为呢，在基督身体中，每一个的信息都是对我们有益处的。
And I believe that every message he shares with us is beneficial to us.
很多神的仆人在神面前有很多祷告和寻求，像我们所说的话，就是神向我们说的话。
There are many these servants of God, they seek after him and they pray, and when they speak to us, it's just like God is speaking to us.
我们不能够听过就忘啊，我们应该常常默想思考这些话，在这个时候神对我们的有怎样的带领。
We should not listen and forget, but rather meditate upon these words and to seek out his guidance in such a time.
在 Kenny 弟兄他三月份到我们当中的特会当中，他特别讲到领许多的儿子进入荣耀。
And Brother Pittman shared with us back in March that how we shall lead many sons into glory.
他鼓励我们在这个疫情的时候，我们也要持守在主的里面，让我们的神儿子的生命在我们里面长大成人。
And that during this time that we shall hold steadfast in him, but also let the life of his son grow up and mature in us.
能够活出一个这个得胜者正常基督徒的见证，来催促和迎接神的再来。
To live out the testimony of an overcomer so that we may gladly receive his coming.
伯弟兄刚才我们也提到几次哈，他在三四第二、第三、第四堂中特别鼓励我们要如何作为教会来应对一切的事情。
And in Brother Board's second, third, and fourth message, he shared us as a church how we shall react to these things.
弟兄姊妹记得他在最后一堂信息中特别勉励我们要做那个成为产难祷告的。有托付的这样的弟兄姊妹们。
And in his last message, he encouraged us to be the brother and sister who prays in such a time of tribulation.
In trivial prayers, 我们可以 entering into the trivial prayers. 这就是祷告啊，非常的重要。
So such a prayer is extremely important.
朱弟兄几周前给我们分享到坐行站。朱子游弟兄给我们分享到在主日信息两周以前吧，分享到坐行站。
Okay, so brother, you shared with us a couple of weeks ago that in others how we should sit, do and stand.
Sit, walk, and stand. 然后呢，他特别在信息的开始强调到这个祷告作为神给我们的非常重要的利器。
And how strong prayer it is, and the strength that prayer provides us.
所以有一次的在5月12号的 祷告会前面的经节中，我们弟兄也分享到我今天所给弟兄姊妹读到的这个哈巴谷书的整章第三章。
And in May 12th, we also had a, I guess, studied Habakkuk the entire chapter 3.
在这个一周以前的时候，在网络上，在孙国多弟兄那边，还有我们各处的弟兄姊妹，有一次的读书的交通。
And on online with Brother Sung, and we had sharing fellowship with, in regards to reading the book.
那交通道呢，是在正常基督徒生活的尼弟兄这卷书的第八章，圣灵。
And the sharing was regards to reading Brother Nee's book, The Normal Christian, chapter Normal Christian Life, chapter 8, regarding the Holy Spirit.
特别强调的内住的圣灵在我们基督徒生命生活中的非常不可或缺的作用。
And tremendous importance of the Holy Spirit in our life.
上一周Kenneth 黄弟兄到我们当中。
And Kenneth Huang was came to us last week.
也向我们讲明神在我们这个等候的过程中他的旨意。
And also, he shared with us in regards to the God's purpose while in our waiting.
同样的信息，他是讲到我们要常常在祷告和与神交通中来这个等候神。
And how we should wait for him in our prayer and our fellowship.
弟兄姊妹在周五的时候查经，我们一同交通到约翰一书有一段的时间。
So on Friday's Bible study, we shared about First John.
非常的宝贵啊，在这个疫情的阶段呢，特别把约翰一书宝贵的生命的信息赐给我们。
And during this time, it's we spoke about this important message of life, from the first book of John.
他也鼓励弟兄姊妹要在行为和诚实上彼此相爱。
And he encourages brother and sister to love each other in truth and in our actions.
那我们爱弟兄姊妹，一个第一的，而且最重要的第一步，就是为他们付上代价祷告。
So the first step of loving brother and sister is to pray for them. To pray for them.
Pay a price to pray for them. 用我们在爱心中和在对神的信心中，在圣灵中为我们的弟兄姊妹祷告。
To pray for one another in earnesty and love.
因为时间关系，我没有时间，但是我可以见证弟兄姊妹祷告的大有功效。
Because of time, but I do want to mention that there's tremendous tremendous success in the prayer.
借着弟兄姊妹和教会为我的祷告啊，我最近呢，能够把工作在不可能的环境中换到另一个工作。
So during even during this time that I was able to change my job, impossible opportunity to change my job from one to a new one.
我能够深刻体会到弟兄姊妹对我的爱的真实和神的信实。和一切他的保守。
I could I want to testify that I truly feel God's love and also the love of brothers and sisters and also God's faithfulness in this time.
在疫情当中呢，很多弟兄姊妹为黄健弟兄和杨飞姊妹的家有许多的祷告。
And so during this period of time, also a lot of brothers and sisters have prayed for our brother Huang Jian and his family.
我们可能在这个疫情仍然蔓延的时候，对他们没有什么直接的这个物质上的帮助。
Perhaps during this time we couldn't really support them in more material, more tangible ways.
但是我们可以在爱里面，在信心中，在圣灵中，持续的为我们的弟兄姊妹代祷，为他们一家人代祷。
But during this time we can certainly support them spiritually by praying for them.For and his family.
那这些都是宝贵的神的话语给我们的激励。
And these are all very precious encouragements from the Word of God.
我们 在读最近的几次的交通中，我想到神的话实际上非常的真实，也非常的简单。
And in the recent sharings, I find that his word is very true and very simple.
虽然非常丰富，但是呢，他的生命之道是每个人都可以来跟随的。
His word is very abundant, but his word of life is something that everyone can follow.
所以我们可以总结来说。耶稣说他是道路、真理和生命。
So we can summarize and say that he is the word, sorry, he is the way, the truth, and life.
主，我们做的一个关键的秘诀非常简单，就是让主在我们的人和凡事上做主。
And the secret is very simple, is to let him be Lord in us in all things.
像伯弟兄所给我们有一堂信息特别强助的，尊主为大，一切都可以 follow through，都可以，一切都可以发生。
So the our brother Paul gives us a very good principle is if we consider him first, then everything else will follow through.
尊主为大，我们就可以在神的生命中成长。
If we consider him first, then we can grow in his life.
或者另一个就是完全对等的。这样的一个生命之道，就是在约翰一书中所强调的，
And something else that's very related to this is in First John.
就是顺服圣灵的恩高的教训，在我们身上凡事的带领。
Is to obey the teaching, the anointing of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
当我们顺服圣灵带领的时候，我们自然就会有生命的表现。
When we obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our life will naturally manifest these things.
无论是警醒祷告，
Whether it's to pray watchfully,
无论是背十字架跟从主，
or to bear our cross and follow Him,
无论是在主里面彼此切实相爱，
or to love each other earnestly in Christ.
都在顺服圣灵中带下。
It all comes from about from the obe from our obedience to the Holy Spirit.
所以求主呢，能够用到这些话来激励弟兄姊妹，在这个非常简单又宝贵的生命之道上持守住主。
And may God use His word to truly encourage brothers and sisters, especially on these very simple but very true words.
因为时间关系，我就停在这里。
And because of time, I will stop here.
我们最后有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.